Today, the Gold Course of the Wailea Golf Club in Maui, Hawaii.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, you'll get inside information on how to lower your scores through strategy and course management. We'll ask course pros, designers, and architects to reveal their secrets in an effort to improve your game. If you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, subscribe to the Golf Smarter podcast. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thanks for joining us on our program today. We're going to Hawaii to do the first of a two-part show on Wailea Golf Club in Maui. Wailea features three courses, the Gold, the Blue, and the Emerald. And on this show, we'll be talking about the Gold course. Taking us through a shot-by-shot instruction on the tougher holes of the course will be Rusty Hathaway, head golf professional for Wailea Golf Club. Welcome, Rusty.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Can you give us an overview of the Gold course?
Sure. The Gold course, it's a Robert Trent Jones Jr. design. From the back tees, it's over 7,000 yards, and it has a slope rating of about 139. The course rating is 73.0. The grass that we have is a Tifton 328 on the tees and fairways, and a Tifton Dwarf on the greens. We have one lake, 93 bunkers, and the sand is consistent of Idaho silica. And that's also where we have the senior skins game.
Yeah, so it definitely has some notoriety because that happens on an annual basis, correct?
Absolutely. We've got it coming up February 5 and 6. February 5 will be the Pro-Am, and February 6 will be the 18 holes. And we are having a new format by having two-man teams this year. So we'll have four two-man teams, and we're really excited about the new format.
And can you give us a clue on some of the names that are going to be attending?
I can indeed. The teams will consist of Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson as a team. We will have Hale Irwin and Gary Player as a team. We will have Arnold Palmer and Peter Jacobson as a team. And the rounding up in the fourth team will be Raymond Floyd and Dana Quigley.
Wow.
Now,
that's quite a lineup.
Yeah, we're excited about this new format, and we think it's going to make the whole tournament a relaxed and just a good time tournament for these super players.
Yeah, that's going to be remarkable, and of course, that's probably going to be on national TV, right?
Correct. Okay. It'll be on ESPN, and it'll be I believe it'll be. Live, I think, on the 6th.
Okay, fabulous. So do these guys find this course to be difficult?
No, not really. I think the good thing about the Gold course is that since we have four sets of tees, I mean, you can play it as short as, 53, 5,400, all the way up to 7,000. Yards, and I think it's a good mix of shot making, and I think that's what makes the Gold course one of the favorites here in the islands. I think it's just a good playable, good resort golf course. It's not something that's going to put you to sleep, but you gotta have all the shots in order to make it. But it's not overly difficult.
Well, hopefully you're going to make it a little bit easier for us by walking us through some of those holes.
Well, I'll do my best.
Is it a walking course, or are you taking a golf cart?
Yeah, it's carts only. Carts are mandatory.
Okay, so do you have GPS systems?
Yes, we do. We have ProLynx as our GPS system, and it's very accurate and comes in handy. It's also managing the golf course and giving the appropriate yardage.
Tell me something about your practice facilities there.
Well, we have a full range. We have about approximately 20 stalls down below, both on natural grass and on mats. when we're real busy, we will put them on mats to save some of the turf. And right now we're putting them on the mats due to the skins game coming up. We do have a full range, as I said, and we have a teaching facility up on the upper top, upper part of the range where we give private lessons and clinics and so forth. But we do have a bunker. We actually have two bunkers and a chipping green down below. We have a putting, also a putting green, and we have a putting green, a bunker, and a chipping green above. So we have actually two practice facilities, one open to the public and one for private lessons.
And are the practice putting greens representative of the greens on your courses?
It's the same type of grass, yes. Although the practice green for both the for the lower part, for the gold and the emerald, is a little bit angulated. It is not. It's much more so on the practice than it is out on the course. But it is definitely the same type of grass and the same type of condition as well.
Yes. So you can get a good sense of your speed when you're.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, I think that we should go ahead and start to tee off here. I think let's take the three tougher holes on the front nine, then we'll take a short break. Then we'll go to the three tougher holes in the back. And number four is the handicap number five hole. It's a par four. Why don't you take us from tee to green on that one?
So starting on number hole number four, which is 415. From the back tees, from the gold tees, 393 from the blue, and 365 from the whites. This is a slight elevated tee. Fairway is pretty much straight away. There is a left side fairway bunker. It slopes dramatically on the right side, so your drive wants to kind of hug kind of the right center because everything will funnel into the fairway from the right to left. The fairway bunker may or may not come into play depending on which tees, but the fairway bunker is to the left side of the fairway. And your second shot is kind of into a kidney-shaped green on number four, depending on where the flag stick is. There's two bunkers on the left-hand side of the green, greenside bunkers, and it's really it's set up for more of a kind of a right to left type of shot. Once you're on the green, it's a fairly there's two parts of the green. It's angulated towards the back right. Otherwise, it's pretty flat. So once you're on the green, and if the flag stick is on anywhere on the front or front left or left side, you're in good shape. But if it's in the back right, there's a little bit of angulation that you have to go through, and hopefully you can two-putt and get out of there with your par.
Hopefully you can. Now, are generally the greens the same size?
Pretty much. I don't have the square footage for that.
How about if you walk off your paces, what are the average size of your greens?
Yeah, they're probably maybe about 30 paces, 28 to 30 paces deep, and about the same, you know, width-wise. I would say consistently the greens are pretty, you know, pretty consistent, you know, as far as the size. I mean, it might be a little bit bigger greens and a little bit smaller greens, but I think they're all pretty much, you know, it's a typical resort golf course, and I think you'll find that the greens are pretty much kind of in the same, you know, measurement.
A lot of undulation on the greens?
Not a lot. It's definitely not as much as on the putting green, but I would say no. Most of them are kind of the whole course is kind of set up in a bowl type shape. It's well received off the tee, well received into your approach shot into the green. So I think the design was, I think Robert Trent Jones Jr. Had a fairly playable golf course, you know, again, depending on the length. And I think it's a fair golf course, both off the tee and also receiving the shots.
Which is the kind of course you want to play when you're on vacation. You want to feel good about it. You don't want to go home angry.
Well, that's our philosophy. When you come here to Wailea, we want you to have one of your best rounds ever when you come off. There's enough golf courses out there now that kind of beat you to death, and that's not what, you know, I believe resort golf courses should be. I think, you should be able to go out, be able to test your skills, but not beat you up to a point where, you're shaking your head when you get off.
Well, then let's move on to the next hole, because hole number 5 is the number 3 handicap hole, and it's also a par 4.
This one is a good one. This is one of our favorites, because there is a seldom used back tee up on the gold tees, and it's listed at 452. Again, that tee is probably not used very often, because nobody sees it, nobody knows it, because you have to kind of go on the back off the cart path and up a hill, up a very steep hill, and it's a real tiny tee. So that's where we play our Sunday games from back there. But the regular gold tee is 440, which is again is a good test of for length. Again, slightly elevated tee box. There's bunkers on the right side. There's bunkers on the left side. And again, this particular hole bowls into receiving your drive. If you hit it, anywhere in left center, right center, it's going to end up in the center. If you kind of push it out, you may catch the right-hand bunker, and if you push it over to the left, you may catch the left-hand fairway bunkers. Then you have a mid iron into the green, which again is a little bit elevated, not too angulated on the greens. Again, depending on where the flag stick is, you can't really see the flag stick in relationship to the green when you're hitting your second shot. So it's kind of a guesstimate, if you will. It's where your GPS comes in handy to find out where exactly the location on the green, the hole location is. Again, once you're on the green, very easy, two putt, no matter where you are. If you miss the green either left, you have a very sharp downhill, down grain chip to wherever the hole is. If it's on the left-hand side, you're out of luck. Hopefully it's on the right-hand side, and you have plenty of green to work. If you miss it right, you're going to catch some of the greenside bunkers on the right. And again, very difficult to get up and down on that one.
How are the views from that tee box that nobody uses?
It's awesome, because again, you're like in a crow's nest, if you will. There's about enough room for about 4 people up on that tee, and it's kind of tucked away inside the lava there. It's just a small outcropping of ground there from a lava flow there, and you just kind of look up there, and it's just like sitting in a crow's nest almost. So it's pretty neat.
Is the gold course on the coast, or is it inland a bit more?
It's South Maui, and every hole has an ocean view. I mean, as a matter of fact, is when the whales are here, you can hear them and see them jumping just right out, off the coast there. But it's not on the coast per se, but it's certainly, you can see, ocean views from just about every hole. It's spectacular.
Mm. Fabulous. The next hole we're going to talk about is the only par 5 we're going to talk about today. That's number 7, and it's the number 1 handicap hole on the course. Do you agree with that?
That's a good one, too. This one is actually a double dogleg, if you can believe that. It goes slightly dogleg right, and then goes in doglegs left. So, again, it's from the back tees, it's over, 590. Mm. What you want to do is, if you're a long ball hitter, you can probably cut the corner slightly on the right hand side. If you push it out, there's woods over there. If you hook the ball or draw the ball and you do it too much, again you'll be further away from the hole. It makes a very, very long hole when you draw or hook the ball. Your second shot, you're actually getting back to the uh, to the tee shot, there's bunkers on the right-hand side. So if you do elect to try to cut the corner and you don't quite make it, there's a couple of fairway bunkers that will gladly eat your ball rather quickly. So your best bet is to play it slightly to the left, either with a slight draw or just a straight ball would be fine. Your second shot, again, is going to be a slightly dog-legged left. There's two fairway bunkers that will intercept your shots if they're weak, both on the left and the right. There's actually, I think, two fairway bunkers on the right. If you happen to hit a good shot, then you'll be about, maybe 125 to 130 to the hole, and it's a very heavily bunkered green, and it's elevated. There's bunkers on the right. There's a single bunker on the right green side, and then there's a whole bunch of bunkers on the left side that just go all the way up about maybe 70 yards out. So if you miss it any time, portion left, you will probably find one of those bunkers. And then once you're on the green, again, it's a nice green, hopefully two putts. And that, if you get your par, you'll be very happy with. Birdie is just, it's magical.
I'm looking at the course map that I downloaded off the website, and I see the dog leg, the double dog leg that you're talking about, and it looks like the longest shot that you have is really your second shot. Should you be using a driver on your tee shot?
Yeah. It's, again, depending on which tees you play, a driver would definitely put you in position. I don't think there's not a whole lot of people that I know have gone for this green and two. Obviously, you know, I don't care what tees they're playing from, I suppose you could, if you played it a little bit, maybe from the blues, maybe from the white tees, you might, you know, consider using a fairway wood off the tee. But I think if you're that close, if you're hitting up, I think you can blow past the bunker on the right there. So I don't think laying up with a fairway wood off the tee is really any advantage.
Okay. Well, you know, I have always found, at least for me, if I'm playing the closer tees, it's not because I can't hit the ball far. You know, it's like I want to use less club. It's just because that's as far as I can hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that the way most golfers are supposed to be doing it?
Yep, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a short break? And when we'll come back, we're going to go ahead and talk about the back nine.
As we make the turn, we want you to know that we're taking requests. If you'd like us to feature a specific course on Golf Smarter, our email address is golfsmarter@ttour.com. That's golfsmarter, one word, @teetour.com. Whether you're planning a golf vacation, playing in an upcoming tournament, or have a favorite course for which you have a question, please let us know and we'll do a show just for you. Again, here's your host for Golf Smarter, Fred Green.
All right, Rusty. Well, before we hit the back nine, I've usually found that different course and especially different areas require different skills and different shots on a course. So before we take our Hawaiian vacation and book a tee time at Wailea, what shots would you recommend that we practice that can improve our round playing the gold course?
I would probably a nice a long ball for sure, if you have it. But I think for these type of greens, I think a shot into the green with a nice high trajectory would be the shot that I would say that you would need to practice. This definitely is not a course that you want to bump and run it. I think it's a shot, you know, we don't have as much wind as most of the, you know, other courses on the islands. So I think a nice high trajectory type of approach shot is probably the one that I would suggest that you practice the most.
Oh, that's really interesting advice. And you're saying that you don't have the trade winds that other courses have in Hawaii.
Well, we're kind of protected by the Haleakala crater, if you will, and the wind patterns are kind of kind of elude us because of the where we're situated with the crater. And I think, you know, don't get me wrong, we certainly get wind from time to time, but if it's windy here, it's much windier than, you know, on the rest of the island. But generally speaking, we're pretty much sheltered from the blistery, you know, type trade winds and other winds that come up from time to time.
And what about terrain? Is there's different types of terrain in Hawaii, obviously, and everyone thinks of very lush forest and rainforest type of courses. Is that what the Gold Course is?
It's well, it's kind of built on the slope, as you know. Again, we're all part of the Haleakala crater type of terrain, and everything kind of slopes down towards the water. But it's more of a lava outcropping for us. It's it certainly has some beautiful flowers and trees, and the landscaping is you know, they just have done a fabulous job with it. But it's more of a Hawaii type of look, palm trees, views to the ocean, and so it's not set in a, you know, a lush rainforest, because actually Kihei or Wailea is in the dry side of the island. So you'll see, you know, once you get here, the type of terrain that it was built on, you know, and basically it was built on lava.
And is there a lot of elevation change between the front nine and the back nine, since you are on the hillside?
It parallels. The front nine and the back nine actually parallel, so there's not really any elevation change. You know, it's pretty much the same from one nine to the other. It just kind of goes back and forth on the same plane. So there really isn't much elevation change.
Oh, okay. Then why don't we go to hole number 12, which is the toughest hole on the back nine. It's the number 2 handicap hole. Do you think so? This par 4, is it that tough?
Let me see. Number 12, 487. Yeah, I think so. this is the one that we play from the back tees, and it is all of 487. It's for most places, this might even be a par five. But from the back tees, or even at 470 from the blue, this one is a good driving hole. This is a must in order to try to get to the green in two. You have to have a good tee shot. The fairway is pretty straight open. It's pretty much what you see is what you get. There's not a lot of trouble off the tee, but you do have to hit it long and you have to hit it straight. Again, everything kind of bowls into the middle there. If you miss it a little bit right, you're going to be blocked out by some trees, and if you miss it a little bit left, you're going to be blocked out by some what we call kiabi trees. And so the important thing off the tee is to try to hit it at least long and straight down the fairway. Then your second shot goes through a small, there's like a little dip, if you will, in front of the green. So again, if you come up short, you're not gonna roll onto the green. It's a long shot into the green from the second shot. Again, a little bit of angulation on this green. It's a big green, but again, once you're on these greens, you know, a two putt is pretty normal. But you can three putt. This one, if you get off of there with your par, you're thankful on that one as well.
Why don't we move over to number 14 then, another par 4, but it's the number 4 handicap hole, and it looks like we're finally getting to see some water in play.
Yeah, this is from the back tees, it's 444, and this one there is a slight dog leg right. Probably doesn't show on the map, but it kind of sets up that way. You want to actually off the tee, you want to try to fade this a little bit. If you try to draw it or you hit it left, there is a fairway bunker that will catch your tee shot. Again, everything kind of bowls to the center there. If you hit a good shot, nice little fade, if you will. And you'll have about maybe 150, 160 yards out. The water comes dramatically to the right side of the green. So there's no bailout to the right there. There's a bunker, a greenside bunker right to the left, and guess where most of the shots go? And your second shot is into that bunker, because that's your bailout area is to the left there. Well-received green. It kind of bowls to the back, so you can be a little aggressive both by getting over the water and over that left side bunker. If you hit the back side of the green, it will roll down back towards the center of the green. Getting on that green and two-putt, a par is a good score on that hole.
Mm. And when you're on that tee shot and you're looking straight ahead at that fairway bunker, is that really your target? I mean, is that the place you want to aim towards?
Well, yeah, if you can cut it, you know, you can fade it a little bit. That's, you know, if you can start it right at the bunker and just fade it just a tad bit, that's the ideal shot. Again, if you're playing from, you know, whatever tee that you're playing from, that bunker could come into play.
So it is reachable.
Oh, yeah, it is. It definitely is reachable. From the back tees, not so much from the back tees, but anywhere from the blues on down, you know, that definitely would come into play.
So what kind of distance are we talking from the back tees?
Back tees on that is 444.
I mean, to the bunker, to the fairway bunker. What is the...
That's probably, it's about 260, 280.
So if you're playing those back tees, that could come into play.
Yeah. And especially, you know, I mean, you know, now with all the equipment and everything, everybody's hitting the ball so long now, it, you know, 260, 280 is not uncommon for an average player anymore.
Does the ball travel any longer at certain times of the year, or is it?
I would, not really. We're at pretty much at sea level, so it's not, you know, doesn't affect it that way. It might be a little bit shorter in the, a little bit more humid in the summertime. It may, you know, depending also on the wind direction. Mm-hmm. But usually on that hole, the wind comes from right to left, so it's not really helping you or hurting you as well.
And when the wind is behind you, does it help?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, if you've got a good strong trade winds or easterly type wind, it'll help for sure.
Great. Well, let's move on now to my least favorite hole of any golf course, number 17, because to me that means we're almost done. And I was like, oh, I always hate this hole because I just don't want to finish.
17. That is
another par 4, and it's the number 6 handicap hole.
Yep, 17 is a this is a good driving hole. There's a fairway bunker right in the right center, or kind of comes out from the right side there, and it will catch a lot of tee shots. Again, no matter what tee box that you're playing from, we play it from the back tees at 378. If I hit a good tee shot, I can fly that bunker. You know, and that's probably about 260, 250 to the bunker from the back tees. So again, you know, it depending on how far you hit it, you want to try to keep it left center. But here again, if you go too far left, it drops down dramatically and it goes into the woods or into some tree lines over there. So you want to kind of avoid trying to go too far left. Again, it's a slight dog leg right. So again, if you take it over the corner fairway bunker and just kind of fade it just a little bit, and you can hit it about 265 to on up, you can probably clear that bunker. Then when you've got it, you've got a nice level shot into the green, probably anywhere from I would say an 8-9 pitching wedge into the green. It's a slightly elevated green. It's got two front greenside bunkers staring you right at the face. So again, club selection is very important on this one. Your second shot club selection is very important. There's a bunker over on the left-hand side, another greenside bunker. And then on the right side, it kind of drops dramatically. So it's kind of, again, very important on your club selection here. and it's very important that you pick the club that you can get, you know, on the green. In the center of the green, anywhere on the center of the green is a good shot because, again, it's not that big of a green, and you can two-putt and, again, you know, get out of there with your par.
So if we're planning our vacation in Hawaii and we're coming to Maui, tell us the best way to make a tee time.
Well, you can call our direct number. We have a toll-free number. It's 1-888-328-MAUI, M-A-U-I. And you can call us on that phone, toll-free.
Is there a limit on how far in advance you can reserve your tee time?
Right now, it's you can make them up to 30 days in advance.
That's good to know, because usually vacations like that are planned well ahead of that.
Absolutely.
And how can we find the Wailea Golf Club on the Internet?
It is. You can go to waileagolf.com.
And that's W-A-I-L-E-A.
G-O-L-F.com.
On the next show, why don't we talk about the Emerald Course, and so people can join us next time, and we'll see how that is.
Look forward to it.
And that's Rusty Hathaway's head golf professional at Wailea Golf Club in Maui. And please tell your friends to check out Golf Smarter and visit us at ttour.com for information on our course strategy videos and other podcasts. Once again, we're here to help you, and I hope that we have helped you to understand that when you know the course, you lower your score. Thanks for joining us. I'm Fred Green.